Message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Diabetes is a serious growing threat to our whole community. Christian Hospital's Diabetes Institute is dedicated to helping prevent the disease through education and providing thousands of free screenings each year. And we help those with diabetes learn how to manage their condition and improve the quality of their lives. Learn more at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Oh, I know this song well.
To sunny, this sunny street.
Saturday Street.
Yeah.
Hear that pitter pat.
And that happy
Willie.
Turn.
How are you, Willie?
How y'all doing? I'm fine today.
Life can be so sweet.
On a sunny
side of
that street,
yeah.
He's
talking
a shade. Funny talking, man. No, this is Willie, the blues man.
Oh.
Get him right.
That was kind of rude to call Willie talking.
Yeah.
This road. I said, where is funny talking?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Well, I guess everybody got a case of it today because it's Monday.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that funny talking man you talking about?
Oh, it's some other guy that comes on the show every now and then.
Street.
Yeah.
Everybody wonder now, where's Frank? Where's Frank Opinion?
Yeah.
Well, he's down the hall because I said, can I go home for you and talk? He said, yeah, sure you can.
Is he in the bathroom?
No, he's down in the tea. He like that tea and iced tea. The tea man. Nobody ever interviewed me before. I got a very colorful past. Somebody want to interview me?
Maybe later.
Yeah, Scott, you musician.
Sure,
we'd have to.
Yeah, Willie.
Yeah, fellow band man. You can interview me, man.
You got any musical questions for Willie?
About something?
Yeah, what instrument do you play?
Yeah.
I played me a couple of different instruments. Trombone in my day, pretty good. And
trombone?
A little bit of keyboard, you know. Tickling them ivories.
What kind of music
like
do you prefer?
I like that expression a lot.
Well, he's a blues man.
I'm the blues man.
Okay, who's your... Blues. Is there somebody that
Fats
you...
Waller.
Fats Waller.
Fats Waller.
Fats Waller, and, yeah.
He was probably your inspiration?
Probably. I guess you could say that, yeah.
Wasn't that the movie that Be Kind, Rewind was about Fats Waller?
I believe.
Yes.
I believe.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a
How
good
come
movie.
They called him Fats?
It
was
is.
He fat?
You know, not really that fat, but what was that other dude in the entertainer, the Sting music, Escape Me, because I'm losing getting
music.
Older. No, they know what it is.
Burt Bacharach?
No, Miss Tina. That's the one, yeah. What was that?
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
Who famous, wrote the Sting?
You know, my mind is getting old.
It was. My mind must be getting old, too, because I can't.
I have no idea. I don't know that I've ever known.
I can't remember. Yeah, it is pretty famous.
You all right, Willie?
Yeah.
You ever had that cough check into, you know?
Is it the same guy who's written a lot of movie soundtracks?
I think I've been a man, an entertainer.
Like Randy Newman?
Ragtime. Old Ragtime.
Oh, like Scott Joplin?
Yeah, that's it. Scott Joplin. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh. Boy.
Oh. You know, I got this call from whiskey. Let me say something to young people. Don't be smoking no cigarettes.
Whiskey?
Don't be drinking no whiskey. Don't be hanging down no night clubs or places with a lot of smoke hanging.
Yeah.
It'll get you.
What about other drugs? Did you ever partake?
Heroin. Cocaine, heroin, reefers.
But you don't do that anymore?
Reefers.
I don't do none of that no more. No.
Reefers?
I don't do it no more. Yeah, you know, marijuana.
Ah.
Yeah. And I done, one time I done this, Quaalude. That was a... Me and this gal, we done some Quaaludes and
What do those do? I've never heard of that.
I'm going to
tell you what we did.
Did they make you very happy?
No, what? What is
the
Quaalude
do? I was the happiest dude on the earth with them Quaaludes. Now, I'm going to say something. Just because I say that, don't you be, young people be trying it. They got this ecstasy or something.
Yeah?
Doing that. It'll fry your brain. When the brain is fried.
Yeah.
When the brain fried.
Hmm.
Oh, here come Frank. I'd get off here.
Oh, boy. Oh, please.
Tell Frank.
It's always
go back and get more tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Will. Thank you for filling in for me.
Yeah.
Hey, T-Man. How you doing?
Last minute thing.
T-Man. Is that what he called me?
T-Man.
T-Man.
Actually, I got an email. I told Peon before the show. I actually got an email from somebody who wanted Funny Talking Man to come back on.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. A real email from a real listener.
Only one, though, right? You said.
Yeah, only one. I'm honest about it. Only one. A lot of people hold back.
Maybe it was another station.
That's what,
Well, it probably was. Do more of that, and then you'll be out of business, and then you'll be off the air. So welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Now, before we do the Burke segment or anything else, I would just like to talk for a minute about Robin Gibb. Robin Gibb came out of this coma. He's 62. If you know anything about the Bee Gees, the three primary brothers, Robin, Maurice, and Barry, Maurice died a few years ago. Robin Gibb, and I also want to state, I don't care what sort of light this puts me in, I love the Bee Gees music. And apparently I'm not alone, because the Bee Gees have sold over 220 million albums. Now, there are only five artists or groups in history. Think about this. Only five who have sold more than the Bee Gees. So for people who want to make fun of the Bee Gees or say nasty things about them, as I heard on the air someone say, let's hope that Robin Gibb dies, which I find just unbelievable that somebody would say that. For whatever you think, there must be an awful lot of people who got a lot of pleasure out of the Bee Gees music for them to be the only five other people. Who do you think the five are, groups or individuals who have, and only five, who've outsold the Bee Gees?
The Beatles.
That's an easy one. That's one.
Okay. Rolling Stones?
No.
Oh, wait.
Eagles or Pink Floyd?
No.
You're Elvis? Missing,
yeah, the obvious. Elvis. Elvis, Beatles, that's two. Now, groups or individuals?
Okay, individuals. Oh, well, there's some people now that...
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson is three. You got two more.
Are they recent ones or are they old?
Tony Bennett.
The other two are still around.
Tony Bennett?
No.
Are they...
Paul McCartney.
Oh.
And Garth Brooks.
Wow.
So Paul McCartney, Garth Brooks, the Beatles as a group, Michael Jackson, and Elvis Presley. The only people who have outsold the Bee Gees in terms of record sales. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's very big. And he has colorectal cancer, which just the name. I've said this before, when Farrah Fawcett had rectal cancer.
Of all the places,
nothing could sound more painful. And I don't know that it's any more painful, but it just the idea of that. And so here's what I did. A couple of things happened over the weekend. A very, very good friend, and I don't have many, we found out yesterday that his wife has kidney cancer. Now, she's our age, they're our age, and it's devastating. So I go online and I start looking up kidney cancer, everything I can find out about kidney cancer, so that when I talk to him, I have an idea of what it is we're talking about. And the other thing I did is I looked up colorectal cancer, colon cancer, rectal cancer, you know, the combination. And what I found out was something that I wasn't aware of. I sort of assumed that, if you've ever seen Robin Gibb, he's a very delicate, I don't know his sexual preference, he's a very delicate, frail, sickly-looking guy anyway.
I believe he's married with children.
I think he is.
He has been for a long time.
That kind of cancer, you cannot get through sexual activity. It has nothing to do with the transmission or the getting that disease. You know that? A lot of people think that. They hear it and they go, oh, well, you know, but I know what was going on there. No, wrong. You can't transmit it that way. Now, you can certainly get diseases if the person having sex with you, no matter what kind of sex it is, if they're infected, you can get it. But cancer? No.
No, that's not catching.
That's not how you get it. But of all the humiliating things to tell people you have, and I know this is probably weird, but I think most people would agree with me. If somebody said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I heard you have cancer, what do you have? I think I would make up something. Lung cancer? Yeah, I just think,
right.
I don't, to say I have rectal cancer is painful. It's just to say it sounds painful. So that's the story. I would imagine that any day we'll be losing Robin Gibb. Just another quick little. I hope.
Hey,
you can
find I ask
this.
You a question?
Sure.
You were looking that up, right? The colorectal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something colonoscopy finds?
Well, it finds polyps, which, if not detected, can lead to that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the reason you get the polyps out before they become, you know, full blown malignant cancerous tumors or whatever. Now, real quick, and I hope you find this interesting. And if you don't, that's okay too. But I did. The Bee Gees, in addition to selling all these albums, in 1978, on the top 40 charts, meaning the top 40 hits, 12 of the top 40 were theirs. Now, that's unbelievable.
In the 70s with all the disco? You know?
That was with Saturday Night when they were on the
that's
whole movie soundtrack.
Unbelievable. Now, Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Is actually what revived their careers. Their careers had kind of, the Bee Gees had kind of died. And then we'll get to the Saturday Night Fever thing, but there's something else here I think you'll find stunning in terms of facts about the Bee Gees. How many artists do you think have recorded songs the Bee Gees have written? Because the Bee Gees have written a lot of songs, not just most of their own. They did their own stuff for Saturday Night Fever. And by the way, did the whole soundtrack, wrote all the songs in one weekend for Saturday Night Fever over in France.
Wow.
They holed up in a chateau in France. They wrote all of it in a weekend. But in addition to the stuff they've written for themselves, how many artists do you think have, not recordings, but different artists, do you think have recorded their music?
Dozens?
2,500 around the world.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
And the song with the most versions, the single song that they wrote that has been recorded in the most different versions is How Deep Is Your Love. There are 400 different artists just that have just recorded that song alone with their different versions of it. It's unbelievable. I mean, these Bee Gees are, it's amazing when you really start to look, because a lot of times I go, how come these people are so famous and how come they get so much money? What's the big deal? I don't get it. If you start digging and looking at what they've done, then you do get it. And you really do understand that they're much bigger than whatever it is I like or don't like about them.
Is Robin the last one left?
No.
Barry.
Barry still alive?
Barry is the guy. He's the best looking one.
He looks pretty hale, too.
The white teeth. Now, this Robert Stigwood, this is to me, this is just the most fascinating thing. And I'd heard all this before, but I'm glad I went back and checked this stuff out again. Saturday Night Fever was already shot and filmed. It still had to be edited. There was still post-production to be done when Robert Stigwood contacted the Bee Gees. Now, he had produced their stuff for a long time and said, hey, we need music for, you know, this movie, and he's telling them about the movie. They wrote the music having never seen the footage.
Holy cow, it goes so well together.
John Travolta, in an interview, said, and this is a quote from Travolta, the Bee Gees were not even involved in the movie in the beginning. I was dancing to Stevie Wonder and Boz Scaggs.
Wow.
So Stigwood gets the Bee Gees to write these songs, and I'm assuming that they had to write them in the same, I'm not musical,
the
so
same
whatever,
beat.
Tempo,
yeah.
Beat, whatever, so that the dance moves would match whatever it was he was dancing to.
Yeah.
And in an interview, Barry Gibb says, he said, we had no concept of the movie. They gave us a rough script and said, here, write some music. So they did it on a weekend. And then, if you remember, one of the songs in Saturday Night Fever was, If I Can't Have You, I Don't Want No. Yvonne Elliman recorded that, and that was a number one hit for her. They wrote it. That's the one that they didn't perform in the movie that she performed, and there may have been another one or two. But I just think that all this stuff is, and it says there are literally dozens of hip-hop artists who, in one form or another, have used Bee Gees' music, lyrics, portions of them, or whatever in their music. So there you go. Now you know a little bit more about the Bee Gees and what an impact they had on the music scene. And again, I it's taken me lots of years, but what I've tried to do is not wish anybody a death. Maybe one or two rare exceptions, like that Osama bin Laden. Okay, I wouldn't have felt bad about saying, hey, maybe he'll die next. But to say that maybe... I hope Robin Gibb dies or anything like that. I wouldn't do that. I hope I wouldn't do it. And even though I can't stand hip-hop and rap, and I do associate it with thug-like sort of gangster lyrics and behavior, it's just a lot about people you don't really know as people. So Robin Gibb, out of the coma, talking, but they said basically just... bones, just emaciated, and there wasn't much there before this happened, as I said, so he was pretty frail.
Yeah, didn't they say it was late stage?
Oh, yeah, he's a goner. I mean, really, he's just saying goodbye to everybody probably at this point. Now, before we break, we'll come back, we'll do some Burke segment. Can you tell I'm giddy?
Yes.
Yeah. Or sound giddy?
Yeah.
When my wife makes a mistake... it thrills me when she makes a bad decision for no real reason except that I was online a lot this weekend looking up different kinds of cancers and checking on this Bee Gees thing. So while I'm at it, I thought I'm going to look up the name of the surgeon who operated on my throat 20 years ago. His name is Robert Bastian. So I went and looked him up, and I see that now there is the Bastian Voice Institute. This guy is like a world-renowned voice guy. All right, he's an ENT, but he's a real specialist. So I just happened to be reading this article, and I'm reading, and something stopped me in my tracks. And it said in there, it's talking about what you don't want to do or drink or things you don't want to do if you're prone to vocal problems, which I'm really not. But at one point, I really had some serious nodules. They had to be sliced off with a razor. I mean, it was a scary deal. And I'm reading, and it just jumped out at me, and I couldn't wait to run down the hall and tell my wife, hey, wait till you hear this. It says one thing you don't want to drink is skim milk.
Really?
Just skim or any milk?
No, skim. And it specifically said drink whole milk. Now, again, this is for people who have issues with their vocal cords or who have had. If I remember... My wife started bringing home skim milk, about 25 years ago.
That's like drinking white water.
So you're saying she caused?
I'm saying she may have been partially responsible for this. And now that I've seen this article, I'm not even going to allow any more of this 1% or 2% crap. I want some real milk. I want milk you can't see through.
You're not going to allow it. Does that mean you're going to do the grocery shopping?
No. I'm putting my foot down.
Oh.
As I do often and say, hey, woman. That's the way I say it.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the store from now on, no more 1%, 2%. You bring me some whole milk.
And what does she say?
She says, yes, sir.
She'll say, yes, sir.
You got it.
Master.
Anything you want.
That's right. And anybody who doubts that doesn't know how I run my household.
Be social. It's the KTRS way. The next time you're on Facebook, search the Big 550 and click like. Then you'll always be in the loop for breaking news and St. Louis scoops. Oh, yeah, and no postings from Farmville guaranteed. It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page. The Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Here comes the spray. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
Are you looking to organize your life? Well, first you need to start by organizing your home. And that starts with a phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Jennifer Williams started St. Louis Closet Company 20 years ago, and her idea was a good St. Louis company that makes custom-made closets, 100% custom-made closets, 100% manufactured right here in St. Louis. It's a St. Louis company with local ties to the community, and it has been that way since the day it started. Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company, give them a call, 314-781-9000. They'll come out, give you a free in-home estimate. All sorts of deals going on right now. They'll come back, they'll install it in just one day. And oh, did I mention St. Louis Closet Company is St. Louis owned and St. Louis operated? Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com.
When it comes to O'Kelly's at the ballpark, I can guarantee you this much right now. I can vouch for the nachos, pizzas, burgers, amazing pub pretzels, signature sandwiches, and so much more. I absolutely love the atmosphere and the food at O'Kelly's at the ballpark. So will you. It's become the place to go before, during, and after every baseball game because O'Kelly's at the ballpark is a stone's throw from Busch Stadium. And as I mentioned before, and will mention often, the food is terrific. A veritable plethora of flat-screen TVs to watch every minute of all the action, live music, DJs, karaoke, pool, darts, three bars, outdoor patio, two floors, and the best-looking bartenders in all the land. Happy hours 7 days a week. O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Check them out. O'Kelly's at the ballpark on Facebook. I can tell you this much right now. You want a great lunch, awesome food at a cheap price? Make it your destination before, after, and during every baseball game. 756 South 4th Street. That's O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which also comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-1-12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Make the switch to Advil PM. Take action. Take Advil PM. The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. Your burger dreams are coming true at Denny's. Choose from 37 burger ingredients like fresh avocados or sauteed mushrooms. It's build your own burger at Denny's.
I have another embarrassing wife story. And when these things happen, when I correct her in front of people, it makes it worse.
Oh, yeah.
This was in one of those mailing places. Like, they used to be called the UPS store, but they're called... There are no more mailboxes, et cetera. There's something else. But it was one of those places. Now, here's what happened. We had to ship three boxes of T-shirts to my daughter. She is sort of like a regional rep, and the company she works for has T-shirts, so she needed these boxes of T-shirts shipped to where she is. So we take them into this place. Now, the boxes that they're in are a little bit beaten up and may not make it in shipping, but of course, that's what these people do for a living. My wife proceeds to tell them they might want to rebox them and they may need to be retaped and re-taped. She said, these boxes are kind of beaten up. You might want to put them in. And right there in front of the people, I said, this is what they do for a living. They're in the shipping business. She said, well, one of the boxes here might be good enough. You could use it to ship in. But I said, if it's good enough, they will use
it. Figure it out.
I said, they are in the shipping business. Exactly that. Soon as we get out the door. Well, thanks a lot for humiliating me. Thanks for embarrassing me in front of everybody. I said, well, I can't believe that you're standing there telling these people how to box up T-shirts. Just let them weigh them, and then we'll pay, and we leave. They'll ship them. I'm telling you. You guys have been around her.
Yeah.
You've been around her. You know how embarrassing it can be. I discovered by accident a show on the CW Network. Tell me if you have ever seen this show, Cheaters.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
That show's been around for a while. Oh, my gosh.
When they follow those people around?
How did I miss this?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
What's it on?
It's on CW. And it's called Cheaters. It's unbelievable.
It's been on a bunch of different channels over the years. I don't know if they're new or they just keep showing.
Now,
I'm
assuming the video they show, because they do that fuzzy block out faces. I'm assuming that's their actual surveillance video. The only episode I've seen, for people who don't know, it's this company, and they have a website, cheaters.com or something. You hire them. You know, if you're suspicious of your husband or your wife or whatever, and they follow them, and they get video cameras and recording devices, they're private detectives. So this one that I saw, the guy, his wife has enrolled in this sort of yoga/therapy class a couple of nights a week. And he says she's always out late. The class is only supposed to be an hour. But she says she goes out for drinks with one of the girls there who's also in the class. And then sometimes if she's had too much to drink, she stays over at the girlfriend's house. So he's suspicious. It was unbelievable what they show you, because they follow this gal. And sure enough, she goes into this strip mall to this, you know, therapy class or yoga, whatever it is. And then you see her coming out with this guy. And they get in her car, but he drives her car, and they go to a malt shop type thing. Then they go to his apartment, and she comes out 3 hours later by herself in different clothes. She was in her yoga clothes or whatever, and then she goes to this guy. So they had two or three of these episodes, and they show it to the husband. Well, there's no question. It confirms his... But then what they do... They take a camera crew and take him to confront her when she's with this guy. And they walk in. They walk in, and of course, they talk to him. They say, now, look, we know that right now, this moment, your wife is with this guy at some other house. There's a party or something going on. Are you prepared for what you might? And he goes, yes, I'm going to get this over with. I'm prepared. They walk into this house, and it's a swinger sex party.
Oh.
His wife is in there with, like, 12 other people. They're all nude, and they're doing it with each other. Can you imagine? And he goes in and goes, Cindy,
what the hell?
Yeah.
And then she's crying, I'm sorry. And then the guy who is sort of the leader of this this therapy cult is trying to calm the husband down. He says, let it out, brother, let it out. You'll feel better, let it out. And this guy's about to, it's unbelievable. It's just cheaters. I'm going to have to watch another episode or two.
When was it on?
It was like
yeah, you might want to check. I think it's on all the different. I don't think
the one I saw was on CW, and it was like two nights ago or something. What a great idea! You talk about a reality show. There's a reality show. Follow a guy's cheating wife around. I loved it. I thought it was great. CBS Sunday Morning, which I've told you maybe the best TV show on television. This last Sunday morning had a segment on, and Peon, you'll know who this is: the Black Keys.
Oh, I've heard of the band. Yeah, I don't really know much about them.
Here's what's so amazing to me. There's so many, and I tell you, I watch these award shows. I don't know who I'm looking at. I don't know who the groups are. But here's how much money must be spent in this world on music by people, that a group can be this big and this successful, and somebody like me has never even heard of them. So they do a segment on the Black Keys. And by the way, I thought their music was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. But you know how they really paid their bills before they were able to sell out a venue? They've done music for 300 TV commercials. When you see a car commercial and it's that sort of young, Coldplay type stuff, a lot of those are done by this group. Kind of like Barry Manilow started doing commercials. And then you watch this segment of the Black Keys, and you see where they've just sold out, and they've just finished a concert. They sold out Madison Square Garden. Now, how can you never have even heard of somebody who's already that big and that famous? I guess it's just that I'm not in an age group. And what stations you listen to or don't listen to. In the category of St. Louis just doesn't get any respect, the Rodney Dangerfield of cities. In USA Today puts out a weekend edition. It's their Friday, Saturday, Sunday edition. This past weekend, USA Today had an article on Ted Nugent and the trouble that he has sort of been in. Not in big trouble, but he's in some trouble. And this, as you know, the Secret Service paid him a visit. Honest to goodness, the proof that St. Louis gets no respect is that the NRA just met in St. Louis. The remarks he made in St. Louis at the NRA convention. And it has the whole story, but the picture of Ted Nugent shows him at a podium with the NRA emblem, and it says, under the photo, Ted Nugent speaking to NRA, Pittsburgh, 2011. Can't even get a picture of him in St. Louis. And I thought, why would they put a picture of him speaking last year in Pittsburgh? They probably didn't even bother to show up and take his picture when he was in St. Louis. I would like to express to everyone, I'd like to apologize. I just realized yesterday was Earth Day, and I didn't do one single thing for the Earth yet.
It was?
Yes. Do you feel bad, too, now?
Oh, I do.
I did my part. I drove by all the people in Forest Park yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was Earth Day, and I didn't do one. I think this is the first year that I have not gone out. No, wait a minute.
No.
Wait, I've never done anything for Earth Day. That's right.
Like I said, it's the best people watching going in Forest Park on Earth Day.
But that's not just Earth Day. That's any weekend.
Well, no, I mean the specific people that go to the Earth Day celebration.
Oh, those people.
Yes. Like at the one year Angela and I went, they had the Hare Krishnas there singing.
And dancing around like there's some Grateful Dead concert or something.
Yeah. And it looked like people that came from West County and they did their Hare Krishnas on the weekend or whatever. I don't know.
Part-time weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well-dressed. All right,
tell me what I'm missing in this story. Here's the story as it was printed by the Associated Press this morning. Virginia Fike is her name. She accidentally bought two identical Powerball lottery tickets. She meant to buy one Powerball ticket and one Mega Millions ticket. Same numbers on each. But instead, she bought two Powerball tickets with the same numbers. And then the story that the Associated Press has says she won twice. Now, I don't get this. It says she's the first person to win two $1 million Powerball prizes on tickets. If you bought two tickets, each one would be half the Powerball. I don't get this.
No. All those prizes that are not the jackpot are fixed prizes.
Yeah.
You
win those no matter what. Okay, I see. Okay, yeah. You know what?
Five out of six.
It's a $1 million ticket, not the 50 or 60.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she... How about that? She made a mistake, and it paid off to the tune of an extra $1 million.
That's great.
She gets two $1 million. They said her take-home after taxes was $1.4 million.
Wow. Because Powerball starts off at $12 million, the jackpot.
Okay, you know what? In my mind, I was thinking of Powerball as that big number that if two people have the numbers, they split it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they had a $1 million jackpot. And then I just find this kind of funny here. It says the Secret Service, there are 23 federal security personnel involved in this so-called scandal. 11 of them are military, okay, and then 12 are Secret Service. And it says it involves 21 prostitutes. Now, wait a minute. Hmm? You got 23 guys and 21. Who are the two saps that had to sit out and watch their buddies?
No, they probably didn't have to sit out, but they got...
I'm sorry, guys. We're going to have to draw some straws. We only got 21 hookers.
I got seconds.
There's 23 of us.
How many female Secret Service agents do you think there are? What percentage do you think are female?
Ooh.
5%.
3%.
11.
Wow. Yeah. And then, of course, some knucklehead has to write, I can't help but wonder that if there'd only be more women allowed in Secret Service, this might never have happened.
Yeah, right.
Who said that?
Some columnist, I don't know, saying that if they just hired more women, this wouldn't have happened. What's that got to do with it?
Nothing.
That wouldn't keep it from happening at all. Congratulations to Neil Diamond. He's 71. His new bride is 42.
Oh.
Yeah.
Married Saturday, his third marriage, her first. So,
turn on the hard light.
Wow. Great.
And you know, how about a guy like this? You know he's got a lot of dough. He has to have 71. He kicks off a new tour June 1st.
What do
these people eat that I don't eat? That they have. I can barely keep doing this. I have no energy. Look forward to someday doing nothing, and these people just to keep going. Now, here's a good one. Simon Cowell, he's a pretty fascinating guy. He's a very successful guy. There's a new biography out, and before you just discount it and go, well, you know, it's a biography, somebody else wrote it. This guy who wrote it, Tom Bauer, Cowell allowed him to spend time with him aboard his private jet, at his home in L.A., and on his yacht in the south of France. So this guy was hanging with Simon Cowell. In his biography about Simon Cowell, he says that among the secrets to Simon Cowell's success are he has colonic irrigations.
What?
Isn't that pretty much an enema?
I think so.
What is a colonic? It's an enema, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's
Tina,
a flushing.
You know what it is?
I would think it'd be more of a flush than an enema would be.
Well, how do you do? Do you drink something or do you push
a lot
something?
Of that colon cleansing is drinking stuff.
You don't blow it up your back end.
I don't think
you would do it the opposite way. It doesn't sound very healthful.
Appealing.
He uses Botox and he gets weekly vitamin infusions. I don't know what that means.
Oh, infusion. I heard about that. He gets an IV put in his arm and it's got a bunch of vitamins.
I read that too.
Who do you go to for that?
I don't know.
Do you go to say, I want vitamins put right into my veins? Who does that? Who does that? Seriously.
Some doctors.
It also says that he gave his ex-fiance Mizgun Husseini, she was a makeup artist on American Idol, and they were engaged, but then they broke it off. So as a sort of I'm sorry, he gave her a $5 million house in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And here's the last thing, and I find this to be not weird, but it makes sense to me. In his home. Now, keep in mind, the author was in his home, on his yacht, and on his plane. Simon Cowell has black toilet paper.
Oh, yes.
And you think, about it, why does it have to be white?
Yes.
How can you tell if you got it all if you can't see it?
Well, it's black. It's not brown. You know.
Well, you got a good point, though.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
But I find it interesting that Simon Cowell uses black toilet paper.
Yeah,
you see, you learn here. You learn stuff that you don't learn anywhere else. You're not going to learn on KMOX that he does colonics.
No.
Or uses black toilet paper.
No, neither one. I thought this was a great story. Have you ever seen those Amish buggies, and on the back of some of them, they have a red triangle?
Yes.
A reflective triangle. Well, check this out. In Kentucky, they don't have to use those. They're actually orange triangles. They're reflective. They don't have to use them on their horse-drawn buggies anymore. There was a law that they had to have them on there because they didn't have electric lights, and they've just... The governor of Kentucky has just signed a law that will allow them to use gray or reflective tape at night. Check this out. They passed the law to benefit the members of a particular Amish community known as the Schwarzentruber sect. They believe that the triangle violates their religious rites because it represents the Holy Trinity, and its flashy colors of orange or red call too much attention to...
What?
So, prior to this law, they actually had thrown some Amish farmers in jail in Kentucky because they refused to put those triangles on the back of their buggies. So they just decided... This is stupid, putting these guys in jail. If they believe this is religious infringement, then they just changed the law. Now they don't have to have the triangle. A lot of different people in the world.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Here comes the spray. Whoa. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
When it comes to O'Kelly's at the ballpark, I can guarantee you this much right now. I can vouch for the nachos, pizzas, burgers, amazing pub pretzels, signature sandwiches, and so much more. I absolutely love the atmosphere and the food at O'Kelly's at the ballpark. So will you. It's become the place to go before, during, and after every baseball game because O'Kelly's at the ballpark is a stone's throw from Busch Stadium. And as I mentioned before and will mention often, the food is terrific. A veritable plethora of flat-screen TVs to watch every minute of all the action, live music, DJs, karaoke, pool, darts, three bars, outdoor patio, two floors, and the best looking bartenders in all the land. Happy hours 7 days a week. O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Check them out. O'Kelly's at the ballpark on Facebook. I can tell you this much right now. You want a great lunch, awesome food at a cheap price? Make it your destination before, after, and during every baseball game. 756 South 4th Street. That's O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, and we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas
can go this far,
while a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate
can go a little farther.
When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Go a little farther.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your burger dreams are coming true at Denny's. Choose from 37 burger ingredients, like fresh avocados or sautéed mushrooms. It's build your own burger at Denny's.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com.